Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. Still broadcasting in worldwide mono AM 1570 sound, so make sure you're setting your dial for us. We're getting the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out on the road. It's all presented by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. Got my Raven scratch-offs here. We're going to be on Thursday at the Beaumont in Catonsville this week. We're going to have some friends over there. I tried to get Mike Rosenfeld to come over, but couldn't do that. We're going to be promoting Goodwill, our friends at Window Nation. I got my shirt on, and of course, celebrating Restaurant Association and the success of last week. And restaurant week should be every week. Mike Rosenfeld and I go out and eat all the time. He is our chief digital officer here and also runs an outsourced chief digital officer thing at webconnection.com. He's been our friend and a revolving cast member around here. Dude, you haven't been on a show in the last month because you've been so busy trying to fix my website, our website, the things we do around here. And we've had a structural change around here since the beginning of football season. And I don't just mean me being removed from my press credential.
No, I tell you, what happened with you is maybe once every 3 years, you know, called a crisis, you know, a web digital strategy crisis. And it's never comfortable, but I think we rolled with the punches and we came out at a better place, but it wasn't always fun, that's for sure.
Well, it's been a long time since my website was down, right? I mean, my radio station, when the trees fall and the ice comes and the electric, you know, backups, we have all of this stuff that we have in the world. But on the website, I moved the website, everybody knows this, from WNST.net to Baltimore Positive. We changed our branding, obviously, after I created WNST as a brand in 1998. I think my wife was still working for New England Tel then, and they became 9X, that became Bell Atlantic, the Bubba Cook and the Bubba Shook and the Bubba, remember, like all that. So you change names, you change branding. So I did all of that, and I trusted a web person to build a website, and I had a theme, and we all sort of saw it. And then I was thrown out by the Ravens and promoted a blog that had literally unprecedented traffic, right? Like, you don't know how much water the pipes can take until you turn the pressure up in the pipes, right? And I would say it was an unprecedented amount of traffic. No one follows me, Mike. You know that. Nobody listened to this show, the Arbitron. But trust me, nobody listens. Everybody hears. And I created this thing and a big story, and I put the story out at 9:30 p.m. 3 weeks ago Wednesday, and the site crashed around 10:10 p.m. under the weight of tens of thousands of people trying to get to it.
Yeah, we actually looked at your analytics over the last 3 years, and the traffic that you had in that 1 hour was multiples higher than just any other biggest day. So there was a lot of buzz around what you were releasing. People were interested in seeing it, and they all came at once. And
we know, that's bad anywhere.
But actually,
have you ever gotten off of a group tour bus and showed up at 10 o'clock at night at like the rest stop, and they see 300 people come in wanting cheeseburgers? Like, I've been that guy on the front of the bus, and I'm like, oh hell, we're never going to get home. This wasn't a good idea. We should have packed bags, you know.
Well, so, yes. if you're going to use that analogy, I will say it a little further. There are certain hosting companies that would predict that could happen, and they'd have backup people ready to flip burgers on call so that things don't just crash. But in the case,
I got pooped on, and you know, we did basically, like, sites don't crash. Well, they do have too many people come and the bandwidth's not right. I mean, like, literally, if it's not prepared for that, this will never happen again because you're in charge. But certainly the person that set my website up 2 years ago who built it had never done a media website. And quite frankly, Mike, I mean, I've known you a long time, and I would say to you that this is possible. This could happen. It needs to be done and all that stuff. But I can't begin to tell you how many people, even you, have looked at my website and you're like, there's a lot of shit there, dude. You know, like, I don't have anybody else with that much stuff on their web, with that much audio and video and pictures and words. And like, I have a weird website, right? It's not like at all like the website at the Beaumont online for their menu, right?
Yeah. Well, look, in the aftermath of this, as we were figuring out what happened and why, so this never happens again, What happened to you is probably much more common than not. Your developer, meaning well, typically, in a perfect world, you have someone who is a designer, you have someone who's a programmer, you have someone who knows about, you know, web servers, and you're working collaboratively. But oftentimes you get a jack of all trades. So someone who thinks or tries to do it all. And when that happens, there's some areas of specialty that don't get attention. And I think what happened here in the aftermath is you had someone who was skilled in design and aesthetic and was able to figure out how to work the theme that you had for your website. But maybe there wasn't a lot of thought on, you know, what happens if is the server that we've, is the company, the host company that we're contracting, do they have the ability to ramp up bandwidth in times like this so the site doesn't crash? What is our backup scenario so that if the site crashes, we can just spin? What are the redundancies? Like if one server goes down, is there another server on the other side of the country that just kicks in so the site's never down?
Like that thing behind you. I see all the servers connecting. I see it on the video. Right. Yeah. It looks like an airport.
Exactly. And those are considerations that are often ignored. And while you and I work at a very strategic level about, you know, just the positioning of your organization, we kind of glanced over that and we knew we needed to find a really quality developer, but we felt that the site was stable and all that. We never really looked under the hood until this happened. And when this happened, we had no choice but to react. So I'll let you kind of talk about the pain.
Well, first things first, when I built the website 2 years ago, I spent a ton of money 15 years ago. And this speaks to you and I and corporate pain. You know, when I first built WNST.net in 6, 7, 8, I mean, 15 years ago now, there weren't theme developers. There wasn't even mobile when I built the website to begin with. Right. And I had lived in that platform, which was an old, decrepit Edsel forever for years through my wife's illness in 14, 15. And, you know, it's like I said to my newest web developer, it's like you don't change your web developer in a weekend. It's not like trading in your car with Dennis. It's not like, you know, I'm going to have cheeseburgers instead of fried chicken this week. It's literally the most complicated. I've changed lots of hosts here. I've never changed an engineer here, thank God for JR. But I've changed a lot of people over 31 years of doing this. Finding a new web platform, a new website when your business is the web, and it has been for 15 years, as you know, 2.5 years ago, this was a major, major thing. When I was going to run for mayor, decided not to, the plague was on. And in the summer 2020, I'm an old newspaper editor, layout, design person. I was trained in all that as a kid. I kind of went to school at UB for it back in the day. And I went out onto the web to find the modern web in 2020 in the middle of the plague. And there were all sorts of themes and designs and things like that. And I think I've spoken out loud that I liked RollingStone.com as a design. I found a theme to do that. And I learned enough to be dangerous, right, about how to launch a website. I think anybody that's been out to BaltimorePositive.com would say far better user experience than we had at WNST.net. It was an old model. But the modern part of this allows video, audio, podcast, all of these pretty complex things. But more than that, all of these take up a lot of space, much more so than like the menu does at a local restaurant, that we're just adding so much audio, video, Luke's at the stadium, at the ballpark, out in Owings Mills, that we didn't understand the back end of it. I didn't understand the back end of it. I know we've got that corrected now, but the biggest issue I want to make clear to everyone is over the next couple of weeks, you're going to see improvements to the website in all sorts of ways. You're going to see Rosenfeld's face in some really cool looking cartoon, as well as all of our sponsors, Dennis, Leonard, all the folks that have been up on the front of the website in the past will begin to appear again, and categories will become a little bit more clear. You know, Mike, for me, with my brand, and it's so unique, I guess, to me, is I've done sports forever. I've done so many other things that the Ravens now have an excuse to throw me out. But we've done sports so well. But over the last 3-4 years, since Don Mueller came aboard and we start talking politics and arts and entertainment and rock stars and leadership and hospitals and health and the crab cake tour and my writing and all of that, I feel like that this crash that we had 2 weeks ago, while it's never good, the site was sort of wonky for about 12 hours, sort of not so good for about 36 hours, and then we tightened it up pretty quickly. It's okay if you go out right now, but I would think by the middle of October, by the end of October, you're going to see our company take on a new life that, quite frankly, without a disaster, we wouldn't have made it better, right? Like, they talk about the things going on with this storm down in Florida right now. There were things learned in Katrina that they're using 15, 20 years later to make it better. As you know, I was not happy when the website was down. You were not happy when the website was down. We were not happy with Bluehost at all when the website was down. A Utah company was sold off to wherever, over the water somewhere, that really sort of embarrassed me, you know. But I think out of that, when the Ravens give up 3 touchdowns 1 week, they want to come back and make sure it's better the next week. I think for you and I, this has been a really healthy thing over the last 2 or 3 weeks to try to use web connection, use resources that you have, try to, for the first time, you and I, because I found you, the site was already sort of built. I sort of brought you in to kind of help me. Hey, I've got problems. But this is a rethinking post-plague of what Baltimore Positive should be. And I don't know that I would have done this if the site didn't crash 2 weeks ago, right? Like, if everything was normal and 100,000 people came and read the piece and all that, and Chad Steele and blah, 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 I wouldn't have been like, oh, we need a new artist. Oh, we should look at the backside. Ah, we should get a new host, because that was really the problem. We had a poor host. So all of these problems, like in any business and businesses you've helped in the past, it does create a new conversation to make it better. And that's really where you come in.
Yeah, well, look, I can tell you that there's no chance that you would have redone the website and do all the things that you're doing now if this didn't happen. There's no chance that would have happened. I mean, look, we were talking months ago about filling a role that you have since filled, because you've gone through this experience. And look, what I'd like people to understand is what's happened to you, while uncomfortable, is not uncommon. And it is because you rely on people and assume that they have expertise and they're going to follow through. We've already talked about the developer and the good intentions there, but there was things that were not done properly. And I think, Nestor, you would be providing your audience with a great service if we kind of talked about some things that they should be aware of. You should have an external backup service, which would have made this situation, and you did, but the developer never turned that service on. So, when we crashed, we had a problem. People should maintain the back end of their website so that if there's large files, you're a media company, right? So you have larger files than almost any client that I have because of the nature of your business. But if you have,
I'm the Tom Brady of your clients, I got a lot of stuff going on.
Right. And Nestor understands the fact that if you leave content there, even if it's old, there could be a search engine benefit to having that. So there's this kind of balancing act of, do I keep video that's 7 years old that no one looks at just so that I can have a benefit with Google, or do I clean up my server and eliminate some of these things so that I don't have such a large load? And these are things that after the fact we're going to be looking at, right, that we weren't looking at before. But I think the biggest issue, frankly, is the relationships and the partners, because we, as a team, when this happened, we're committed to doing whatever we could to get this back up. And I don't mind sharing our experience with Bluehost, which you did not choose. It was chosen for you.
Well, we talk so much about outsourcing and bad things. I mean, you know, I have urinated upon the Baltimore Sun here. And you know why? Because I gave them a $1 subscription. And when I went to get rid of it, it took me an hour and a half, 3 phone calls to the Philippines, and having some foreign voiced person try to talk me back into forever reading off of a script And it's offensive to me. It's not offensive because it's international. Anybody knows that, knows about me. It's offensive because it's not the way business should be conducted in this country, in this day and age, and the way things should be done. And certainly from a web hosting standpoint, to be put on the phone 15 times with someone that's not English first, that doesn't understand even what I'm saying, and reading all of these platitudes off of a script to me when my business is down, you can only imagine how inflamed that that made me when I'm on the phone for the 15th time having to give web tokens to someone who can't help me and has no ability to help me and is nothing more than a glorified phone answerer, right? When I need a technician and I'm getting bullshit, quite frankly, right? And we've all been there. We've all been there with an insurance company. We've all been there when something happens. We've all been there with a billing issue. We've all been there with Facebook or Twitter and trying to get somebody on the phone, as we would say in America. But when your website's down, getting someone on the phone or getting someone in chat. And what happened was the person in the chat broke my website, right? Like, full disclosure, I went into a chat and said, I'm getting inundated with traffic. Can you open up the tubes and send more water in and give me more bandwidth? And they went in and broke files. And then we were really screwed, right?
Yes, that's exactly what happened. I mean, the site went down initially because of the traffic. They rebooted the server, and in an attempt to fix something that they thought was broken, they broke the site. And that began what I think was 2 to 3 days worth of promises from people there. So first of all, the company never, you never spoke to an engineer. You always spoke to a customer service person who just put tickets in. And there were promises of you'll hear back by X, and we didn't hear back from by X. So we had to call back again.
We didn't hear by Y. We didn't even hear back by Z.
We didn't. And then we got promises that it would be elevated to level 2, and then it would be elevated to level 3. And
sir, we will call you in 1 hour. Within the hour, we will have a phone call for you. Yeah. Right. Okay. Good. Right. And then
and it never
4 hours
happened.
Later,
and
Roosevelt's on fire over their web connection.
Right. And it's one thing just to have your website down, especially when you're a media company. It's another thing when you went out on social media and promised something that people wanted. And they wanted it. It was clear when you look at the analytics about how many people looked at that article.
Oh, my God.
It was significant. So that even made it worse.
I had to put it up on LinkedIn for people to find it. Yeah. I had to give it. I mean, I had to create another. I'm in the web business, and I had to create my own medium.com blog. It's insane. Right. You know, so, not certainly not where we wanted to be.
Yeah. So as they say, this is the moment we knew things were effed up. I mean, we knew it. So we went through a thoughtful process of saying, okay, we got to set some goals here. The first goal is to get things working on this Bluehost server as quickly as we can. And as soon as that happens, we're immediately transitioning our efforts into finding a new web host that will be able to accommodate this burst, will be able to accommodate the file sizes that you have, and has a track record of, if something's broken, you talk to the engineer, and while you're on the phone with them, they're fixing it. So we got it up and running on Bluehost. It was still a little bit slow, but for the most part, everything was there. You had to rebuild some things, which didn't take very long, but was a pain in the tail. And then and then we found our new host provider, which I don't mind sharing because they are the opposite of Bluehost, and there's many good ones out there. But we went with Liquid Web, which is a very well-known, well-regarded hosting company. It has all the needs that you have. We then migrated and copied the website over. And then once everything was over, we tested it, and then we moved everything there. So you are now officially off of Bluehost. The website's moving much quicker, much more efficiently where it's at. We haven't had any issues. We're knocking on wood. But if we do have issues, we know that we have someone who can help support us. So, look, you live and learn. We thought, and you know, on my end, I'm a strategist. I'm not a programmer, so we never really looked at the back end of your website. But at the time, you thought it was healthy, and we learned that it wasn't. And Nestor, I've told you this, and I'll tell your listeners, you're more normal than not. Most people have no clue, and it's only when things hit the fan, when people realize that they were in a bad position all the time, and then they have to just, you know, hustle. not to get things fixed.
Well, that's where we've been. And you know, for me, I would proudly say for anybody, and by the way, our web traffic's up like 38% this month. It's insane. Lots of people have been coming. I'm having a decent user experience now because of the speed, but I think you're going to see the website improve dramatically in the coming weeks because I know I'm putting a lot of time into it to make it better. And really to more think through and modernize what Baltimore Positive is, right? Like, when I built this website 2 years ago, it was very much in the middle of the plague. Football was shut down, right? It's literally 2 years ago this month, we launched a new website and launched a new brand. And we did it softly in the plague. And it was a little late to market for me even then. And there were many, many things that I wanted to do to improve it that just never got done, right? All of that's going to be happening in the next couple of weeks. So for that, I'm very excited about it. And I guess to go back to the beginning, Mike Rosenfeld's here from Web Connection, who's our chief digital officer. You admonished me in the beginning saying you wouldn't have changed anything if it didn't crash. And you're absolutely right. So, you know, out of disaster comes the next level of making sure the disaster never happens again, but also making sure we got a bigger, better house. I mean, I know we do. I mean, to your point, we've reassessed all of this. We're through the crisis part of this. We're into football season. But more than that, what's going to happen here is going to be a bigger, better product. And for that, I'm grateful. This is the part where you have gratitude for having been through a disaster.
Yeah. And look, this is one of the things that, you know, I obviously clearly have a bias as a chief digital officer, but it just drives me kind of nuts because people totally undervalue or underappreciate the power and the exposure that their website has. So going back to your, you know, 200 people getting off a bus at one time to get a burger, right? I mean, people get hundreds of, you know, just small businesses can get hundreds, if not thousands, of visits a day to their website. No business would ever allow their internal, if they were a retail shop, they would never allow the internal retail experience to be so horrid, you know, that someone comes in, the floor is not swept, there's the bathroom's not clean, the tables aren't cleared. It's a horrible experience. And multiples of people more come to the website than they do in the physical location. Much more traffic, much more eyeballs are on people's digital business than they are the physical business. But people don't look at it that way, and they just undervalue that experience. And those who get it, who are like, oh my, I hear what you're saying.
A broken page is like walking into a closet, right? Like literally.
It is. I mean, I always say, if you have an opportunity to talk to your best prospect and you're interrupted by someone you just hired who doesn't really understand your business and you're listening to them misrepresent what you do, why would your website be any different? Your website talks and explains what you do to people because they don't want to talk to you, Nestor, and they don't want to talk to me. They want to come at their own time and fill their noodle with what you're giving them to consume. And it's just those who get it are the ones who win digitally. And those who are like, you know, it's just my web page are the ones who just don't get it. And they're just never going to grow because they just, you know, they don't make the connection.
Well, Mike, part of the experience for me is just this Ravens thing's the worst story of my career. It's obviously unfair, unjust. You know, people have asked me, should I get a lawyer or this or that? Yeah, I'm going to go spend $300,000 with a lawyer to try to get my press pass back. I mean, you know, it's been an insane thing, but the idea of people coming to my company, to my business for the first time and it being broken was very, very discouraging to me, right? The best part of this is that I've been doing this for 31 years. People will be back at some point. They'll come back after a Ravens game. They'll come back when I interview the governor or their political candidate or their rock star or their football player or their friend or their local business or their brewery or their crab cake or whatever it'll be, right? And when they come back, The news for me is they're going to get a better experience. But more than that, all of this that you talk about of having all of this content that I put out in front of them, maybe it's a old interview with David Bowie, maybe it's an old interview with Earl Weaver or Artie Donovan or Tony Siragusa or any of the dearly departed, or maybe it's a current piece with Brooke Learman or Barry Glassman or Wes Moore, because, or, you know, somebody you're going to vote for or vote against in the next couple of weeks. But the idea that when you come to the mall now, when you come to Baltimore Positive, there's going to be a much richer experience. And I'm grateful to you and to everybody that's heavy lifted, Rob, Chris Pike on my team, others, Jessica, for trying to pick Humpty Dumpty back up and make it better again. And I know you're excited about it a little bit because you really weren't a part of the creative part of this doing it the first time, that you have a little bit of input into this thing now and a little bit of power to take some things that over the last 2 years that give me some best practices as my chief digital officer.
For sure. And, you know, while you were talking, I was pulling up the analytics to confirm that people do come back. You know, we had this problem. Your traffic is better now than before it was when this happened. So you're not only back, but you're back beyond where you were.
It's why the traffic's up. It goes up every
September. I'm not going to tell the humongous numbers to anyone, but I'm just saying in general that things are looking
good. It's because the kids go back to school.
Yeah, that's right. I remember just as a business person, I don't know why I'm sharing this, but I remember leaving my office one day and the phone was ringing and it was like towards the end of the day and I was just beat and I just left and I let it go to voicemail. And I went back the next morning and it was a huge project that was needed a hurry and they needed to make a decision right away. And they found someone who answered the phone. And by the time I called them the next day, the opportunity was gone. And I promised myself I would never, ever make that mistake again. And if I did, I should kick myself. And I think that's kind of what we got here. We had a once in a business experience. I think we all dealt with it. It wasn't insignificant, but I think we all dealt with it within reason. And as a team, and we attacked it.
I'm result oriented. I'm not emotional. You know what I mean? Yeah. Drives people in my world nuts that I don't get madder or yell more. People think I'm a yeller or whatever. I'm just solve the problem, dude. What's the solution? And is there a solution? And if there's not, let's keep thinking until we find one, you know, let's keep trying rubber bands and paper clips and bubble gum, whatever we need to do.
Yeah. And we came together and we made it happen. And it was uncomfortable. But shame on us if we allow it to happen again. That's the moral of this story.
Tell me what you do and help people like me when I've fallen and I can't get up. I mean, a little bit of that going on.
Yeah. So we are outsourced chief digital officers. We founded our firm with the understanding that small to middle-sized businesses need to be able to compete with their digital strategy, whether it's their website, mobile apps, social media strategy, email marketing, content marketing, everything that touches the digital marketing side of things. But they can't afford a full-time chief digital officer. But they recognize that they have some talent in-house, but they don't have an executive level digital leader to say, okay, let's look at what we have. Let's look at the assets that we have and let's put together something that will help you grow your business. And that's what we do. We do it for, like I said, small to mid-sized businesses. We structure our agreements so that they're attainable for even small businesses. But we allow them to be put on a level playing field with their larger competitors that have chief digital officers, but just by providing it at a fractional level.
Yeah, my site's way better than Odyssey when it's functioning, and it will be functioning even better in the coming weeks. Mike Rosenfeld is our friend. You'll find him out on the front of Baltimore Positive in the new launch. You can also find him out at webconnection.com, and I can get you to him as well. And if you need some help out in the LinkedIn space or out in the business space around town, the C-level folks out there who run things, if you need good help, Mike's your guy. Hey, I appreciate you helping me the last couple of weeks. We got some more lifting to do, but I am promised by the time next time you and I get together, we'll be back to talking about the dark web and awful things and wars and things and baseball and football. We won't be talking about like our own internal things, right?
Right. Got it.
Appreciate you, man. Mike Rosenfeld, he is my dude. He is at Web Connection, outsourced chief digital officer. You hear him around here and you will be seeing the new and improved BaltimorePositive.com come to life.